Hello and welcome back to Digital Health Forward. I'm your host, Dandy Zhu, and I'm excited to share with you an interview I did today with Emily Hochman, the founder and CEO of Wellery. Wellery is the anti-diet nutrition app that delivers one-on-one personalized nutrition coaching to create healthier relationships with food. Wellery's mobile app offers a science-based habit-building approach, personalized meal planning, photo-based meal logging, and daily communication through its community of nutritionists, certified health coaches, and registered dietitians. Wellery has raised a $4.5 million seed round led by Story Ventures, and Emily has been featured in Business Insider, Thrive Global, Well and Good, Bucknell's University's 13 Under 35, and Forbes 30 Under 30. Hey, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for taking time to be on the show.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Wonderful. I'm really excited to hear more about Wellery today. You guys are seeing a ton of growth. So tell us a little bit first about your personal story and what inspired the idea of starting Wellery.
Wellery started out of personal experience. So when I was in college, I was terrified of gaining the freshman 15. And I did what mass media told me at the time, which was go on a diet. So I did. And I tried every diet under the sun, you name it, I've tried it. And unfortunately, by the tail end of school, I ended up with none of the guaranteed results that diets promise you. I actually ended up very sick instead. And I went to the doctors and they diagnosed me with a handful of chronic illnesses and said, you know, we see this in about 1 in 10 women, take this medication and you'll be fine. And I said, no, thank you. I was like, there has to be a better way. You know, I knew pretty intuitively that I had really messed up my eating habits and that I needed to figure out how to get that under control first. Fast forward, I ended up enrolling in a secondary school called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and became what's called a certified health coach. I learned over 100 different dietary theories, learned the art and belief of what's called bio-individuality. This means one person's food is another person's poison. And through that experience, I was actually able to cure myself of every single potential chronic illness. So as you can imagine, a very transformative experience. And when I came out of that school, not only had I cured myself, I also had this degree. And so I started to tell everyone I knew about the power of food as medicine and food as fuel. And what I found was every single person, whether a friend, a neighbor, a family member, you name it, a colleague, everyone had their own relationship with food and their own story. And no one really knew where to turn. Lots of questions, lots of confusing information out there. So I said, you know, who can solve this problem? So I went and spoke to other nutritionists, other dietitians, other coaches. And what I found was they were also struggling as well, struggling to find the clients, struggling with innovation, struggling with technology, and struggling to really help as many people as possible. I then looked at the greater landscape in the US, and what I found was absolutely shocking. And I think the statistics really speak for themselves. You know, the number one leading cause of mortality in the United States is poor diet. As of late, the New York Times just came out with an article that said 88% of the American population is considered at high risk of COVID-19 due to diet-related disease. So I became obsessed with how do we actually change what we're eating? How do we prioritize healthy diet? How do we help people learn what to eat, why to eat, and how to eat? And so I was working at a tech company here in New York, quit my job to really answer the question, how do we connect the hundreds of millions of Americans who are struggling with healthy eating? And how do we match them to the hundreds of thousands of nutrition experts who can help? And how do we do that built on a brand that's culturally relevant and backed by technology so that we can scale? And with that, 2 years later, we're off to the races. And, you know, as you said, all things are going up and to the right.
That's so exciting. And thank you for sharing the personal experience. That must have been incredibly stressful to go through that. And it makes me really sad that, you know, going to medicine and prescribing all these drugs to solve problems is the first course of action rather than thinking about perhaps some of the things we could have done upstream and focusing on more natural ways. So I'm really glad that you're building this. And it's really shocking to hear some of the statistics, but I'm not surprised that it's hard to develop and sustain these healthy eating habits as well, right? There's a lot of education involved. It seems like from a price standpoint, sometimes healthy food isn't always the cheapest option either or the most convenient option. So there's definitely a lot of problems to be solved.
Yes, there are.
I want to spend a little bit of time on also the current state and context of the industry and around some of the terminology before we go into what Wellery has built. So can you just help us understand a bit more around the differences between nutritionists, dietitians, health coaches, and also sort of what role doctors are playing in that?
Between a health coach, a licensed nutritionist, and a registered dietitian, The differences really come from difference of schooling and the difference of practicing. So what a coach goes through is a lot of coaching and nutrition 101 to 201, if you will, whereas an RD is really spending a lot more time in the science behind how nutrition actually breaks down into your systems and less time on coaching. And a nutritionist is somewhere in the middle, which is really how we think about the spectrum of coaching to dietitians. And one of the things that we're actually solving for at Weller is how do we create equality in practice? So we actually have a curriculum that all of our coaches go through, whether you're a health coach, a nutritionist, or a dietitian, that actually has broken down all the fundamentals of nutrition across relevant science, new trends, decade-old best practices. And we actually train all of our coaches, again, whether it's a coach, a nutritionist, or a dietitian, on those practices. So by the time a client is working with one of our nutrition coaches, you're getting the same level of coaching education, nutrition education, science-backed evidence education, or guidance. You know, I share that to say it's a very fragmented industry right now. So there's a difference in what a coach is learning versus a nutritionist is learning versus an RD is learning in school. It's actually one of the big problems right now in the market.
That's so interesting. What do you feel like are some of the biggest differences in terms of philosophy or approach?
You know, it's interesting. The thing that's most exciting is actually everyone has the same philosophy. So there's a fundamental understanding of nutrition that if I were to just distill it down or simplify, it's how we think about it at Weller as well. It's eat real food, not packaged food. And that's really the foundation of healthy eating. And it's what's taught from coaching curriculums to nutrition curriculums, bachelors of nutrition, dietetics, et cetera. The foundation is similar. You know, the differences between coaching and RDs, for example, is the level of detail that's gone into science, the breakdown of food in your systems, biology courses, for example, but the foundations of nutrition and healthy eating is all synonymous across the best training programs in the country.
Hmm, I see. And so when you first started exploring the landscape and researching what was out there, what were some of the biggest gaps or pain points that you saw for both the supply side, the dietitians, and the demand side, the consumers?
On the supply side, two main problems that really came to surface pretty quickly, and that was clients and community. You have hundreds of thousands of providers who are getting trained to be coaches, nutritionists, dietitians. And what you find is they're incredible at what they do. An amazing RD, a wonderful nutritionist, an amazing coach. But what may be hard for them is everything that goes into building a business, sales, technology, marketing, operations, et cetera. And so they're really struggling and many are trying to build their own personal business, but many are struggling to actually get in front of clients. How do we get more customers, more customers, more customers? And then on the other part, the other pain point for the nutrition industry is community. You know, you have so many industries right now who are really building community for service-based businesses, whether it's therapists or doctors, but we're one of the first companies that's really creating community for the nutrition industry, which is they're also a service provider. You know, you have all these amazing individuals who are out there helping people, but who's helping them and who's building the infrastructure and who's building the community and who's building the space for them to become better at their job, to build personal and professional development opportunities. And that's really one of the pain points we're solving for on the supply side as well. And then on the consumer side, so on the demand side, you know, the statistics in the US speak for themselves. Of course, I rattled off a few already. But the short is, at Wellery, our mission is to put nutrition at the forefront of conversation. The idea that weight loss is everything, or sign up here to lose weight loss fast. It's a very antiquated theology. It's a very antiquated practice. And nutrition and health and wellness has come so far in the last decade. And our mission is really to put healthy eating, to put nutrition first. Because guess what? If you eat right, you'll end up losing the weight. You'll end up clearing your skin. You'll end up feeling better, or you'll end up sleeping better. You'll have more energy. You know, the list goes on and on. So for us, where the gap really existed was focusing on nutrition instead of this age-old methodology or thinking of, you know, try to get the scale down as quickly as possible. Because, you know, what we know is that 83% of people who go on a diet end up gaining more weight within the first 2 years than they've lost, because most of the time those diets don't work. And, you know, fast fixes aren't always the best fixes. So our approach is really, you know, the thinking that diets don't work and experts do. And so we create a safe space for our client that not only gives them the education and the resources, but also the support and accountability to actually make behavior change. And that's one of the other areas that we really felt was missing in the industry, was not just a diet that someone needed to follow alone, but actually an accountability partner, a support system, you know, right in their back pocket, figuratively and literally, you know, to help them get through the hardest parts of making real change.
Yeah, building on that, can you walk us through what the current consumer experience is like from downloading the app on the App Store and onboarding to, you know, actually engaging with the coach on an ongoing basis?
So we are available in the App Store as well as Google Play. So we don't discriminate against phone. And when you download the app, you sign up and create a profile answering questions about yourself that really helps us understand who you are. So why are you signing up? What's your goals? What diets have you tried in the past? What does your lifestyle look like? As well as what are your communication preferences? Are you someone who likes direct and to the point feedback? Or are you someone who wants a motivator or a cheerleader? And based on this information, we're then figuring out, we have an algorithm that does this, who's the best coach for you? So at that point, you're matched with your Wellery coach. You're then onboarded into our in-app messenger. We get started with what's called a get-to-know-you call. So you're prompted to book a 30-minute video call, which really gives you an opportunity to actually meet your coach. Again, one of our biggest differentiators is you have a real person. This is not a bot. You know, this is not an automated system. It's a real expert who's going to get to know you and help you build a plan. So you schedule your 30-minute get-to-know-you call, and then you get started right away on your first two goals. One is we get started on water tracking. So there's an equation, which is, and I should ask, by the way, do you know how much water you're supposed to drink on a daily basis?
Is it 8 cups?
It is not 8 cups.
Well, oh no, this is a myth.
So the equation for water is you take however much you weigh, divide that in half, okay, and that number in ounces is how much you're supposed to drink. So depending on how much you weigh, it could be 8 glasses, but it's definitely not rule of thumb for everyone.
Bioindividuality is coming in.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly correct. So we get everyone started on their water tracking habit right away, and then also their photo sharing habit. So unlike, you know, some of the other apps that have existed in the digital health space where you're tracking calories or you're tracking products, mm-hmm, we have a very simple photo sharing journal. So a very simple SnapShare close methodology, which is you're taking quick photos of your food and sharing it with your coach and sharing it in your photo log. And then from there, we start to build a personalized plan. And that personalized plan is based on a meal by meal approach. So we get started on your breakfast, then your lunch and your dinner, snacks, desserts, alcohol, et cetera. And what we're doing along the way is building habits for you, with you, that also recommends products, recommends recipes, and is educating you on what to do and why.
I can imagine that this is so much more convenient than doing MyFitnessPal and like inputting, yes, in exactly how, what portion of like a date you ate, you know, for a snack, yes, or something like that. Is there any trade-off with photo taking when it comes to accuracy? Do you feel like there's anything missing by doing that versus inputting something more specific?
It's a great question. It's actually one we get often. And what I would say is the way that our methodology works at Wellery, and again, I'll go back to the foundation of nutrition, which is a healthy diet, is we don't calorie count. So we're not looking to get you to a certain number. What we're looking for is ensuring that you're eating healthy food and that your plate is diversified with the right choices, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we're not looking to say, okay, well, that's X grams of sugar and that's X grams of protein, et cetera, et cetera. We're really looking at the decisions you're making, the choices that are on your plate, and how we can optimize them for even healthier options.
Do you think about like the allocation of protein versus like,
yes,
sugars?
Yes, exactly. Any?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah. So we'll do portion control and we'll help think through that, but we're not necessarily doing it on a quantified basis. It's actually a lot of, you know, who our users are and our target audience is not necessarily the quantified self. It's actually the person who has, you know, been trying to lose 10 to 15 pounds for 10 to 15 years, is struggling, is frustrated, and wants someone to help that's going to build a really personalized plan that sets them up for success long term.
Right.
And the thinking that counting calories is going to be a part of your life for the next 10 years is just an awful cycle to go down. So we're really all about empowering people to learn how to make healthy choices, how to create a plate that you don't have to think through the number on the plate, but you can actually enjoy what you're eating.
Yeah. And it sounds like habit building is really at the core of that, which is something that resonates with me a lot because I've read a few articles recently about the difference between New Year's resolutions and goal setting, mm-hmm, and why those things don't stick versus really you need a system, mm-hmm, and you need habits that are actually going to be what ultimately ends up creating the outcomes that you want, right?
It's interesting, yeah, to that point. So our meal by meal approach, we actually in the app have what's called habit cards. And the core of our service is behavior change. So mm-hmm, we talked a lot about, you know, creating this curriculum that's backed by science-based evidence. That's also backed by behavioral psychology. And we've done a ton of research and brought in some really incredible experts to help us think through this. but really to understand how does someone make a change and why, and what are the motivational responses that create someone to move the needle in their own life, and how do we, you know, help someone do that?
Yeah, you mentioned this. There's a social element as well, right? Mm-hmm. In terms of, is there like a community of people that are also holding you accountable, or is it more one-on-one with your coach?
Right now, the main mechanism is all one-on-one, but stay tuned because there will be some community things coming soon.
That's so interesting. I'm excited to see what happens. As you've observed the engagement and results from users up till now, how are you guys thinking about defining success as a company? Mm-hmm. Is it more about individuals being able to track progress towards, say, their individual goals? Mm-hmm. Or are you trying to also link the data to managing chronic diseases and those things that you were talking about earlier, or even broader ambitions around bending the cost curve in healthcare? Like, how do you guys think about those short-term versus, say, long-term success metrics?
Yeah, it's a great question. Short-term, we definitely think about each individual success. And for us, our customers come to us for three main reasons. So about 50% of our users, our clients, are coming to us for weight loss. 25% are coming to us to mitigate or reduce chronic illness or chronic illness symptoms. And another 25% are coming to optimize their health. So perhaps they go to the gym 5 to 6 times a week and are trying to figure out how nutrition plays into that. Mm. Now, how do we track success as a company? Our North Star is really about habits built. So we look at how many habits are we building over time. And you know, the goal will be obviously to build millions and millions of habits with our clients and with our community, because that's the challenging part, right? Mm-hmm. Every habit that you build will end up helping you hit that goal, but we have to help you get there. So we really start to track it on a habit by habit basis, and effectively how many habits have you built over time?
Got it. I want to transition a little bit into this idea of food as medicine and the bigger picture of how it fits into the healthcare industry. So recently, there's been a number of studies that have been done to understand the effect of these upstream interventions, such as nutrition and other social determinants of health and lifestyle factors mm-hmm. as well, on our ability to reduce healthcare costs and actually improve outcomes. I think Geisinger was one of the ones who launched a fresh food pharmacy, and they were prescribing food to diabetic patients from a pantry that they were actually running themselves. And then along with that, pairing it with diabetes management classes, pharmacist access, and sort of a whole solution to provide integrated care. And this actually led to, you know, $200,000 in healthcare cost savings relative mm-hmm. to spending $2,400 per patient. And it's studies like that that make me really excited about the power of food as medicine. Mm. And like we said before, there's still a ton of challenges we need to figure out as an industry. How can we make it easier for patients to actually order and purchase this healthy food, and how they're going to pay for it? Is there some world where payers are actually subsidizing or reimbursing for these healthy foods? And can doctors mm-hmm. even work better with nutritionists to prescribe it and develop these personalized health plans? And so needless to say, I think there's a ton of opportunity for innovation. And I think solutions like Wellery could have a really important role to play in that bigger picture in healthcare. So how do you think about all of those things, the context mm. of the industry, and if Wellery will develop in any direction beyond DTC?
I feel the same way when I read, you know, case studies like this or new research that comes out, our learnings. You know, our big picture is if we do our job right, we will significantly increase life expectancy. So right now, life expectancy is declining for the first time ever due to diet-related disease. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. We need to fix that. And we need to fix that by ensuring that people are making the right choices with what they're eating every single day. And so, you know, big picture, how do we play a role in that? It starts first on a consumer level, but then yes, absolutely, we will, you know, we will be moving very quickly into the healthcare and the health insurance space. You know, it's interesting, in an average doctor's medical school experience, they spend anywhere from 12 to 17 total minutes on nutrition.
Wow.
And, and that is a huge problem. Now, should a doctor become a nutritionist? No, absolutely not. We need mm-hmm. doctors in the world, and I believe very much in our doctors and in our medical system. But what we need to do is put nutrition at the forefront of conversation. We need to make it so that, you know, before we our community gets sick, there's an opportunity to learn how to change your diet first, and how significantly food can play in reducing symptoms and eliminating symptoms and keeping you healthy. So, you know, that this is absolutely the long goal for our business. It's about making behavior change, but it's about putting food at the forefront of conversation and what that looks like over time, whether through the healthcare industry, which is absolutely a must, but also through the public and education systems is a must. You know, we're not teaching as much as we should be teaching in schooling systems. And how do we actually bring, again, how do we put nutrition at the forefront of every conversation over time? data helps doctors and helps patients and helps children for the next generation learn the power of eating healthy. And that doesn't always have to be, by the way, the highest priced organic item in the grocery store. We're definitely not about increasing the spend at a grocery store, for example, but how do we just empower people to know which choices to make? How do you reach for the bag of carrots instead of the bag of chips? And so, you know, we think deeply about the opportunity that food has, more importantly, that Wellery has to make, put food and put healthy food and put healthy habits surrounding food on the map, and what that can do to transform our nation over time. And then, of course, what that can do to reduce costs in the healthcare space, because healthier people means less spend.
Yeah, exactly. I love the prospect of also extending this to children. I'm just imagining parents being able to use this to help decide, you know, what to feed their kids. And there's probably so many parents out there who would like to, but maybe don't have the time or the mind space to think about those micro decisions on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. So that's really exciting. There's also a number of adjacent areas of innovation occurring from companies like Levels, who are building a consumer-oriented continuous glucose monitoring product so that consumers can understand their physiological response real time to the foods they eat. And then, you know, companies like Virta, who are working on reversing type 2 diabetes through keto diets and things like that. How do you guys think about partnerships with others like these players or similar to these players in healthcare to advance your mission in the long term?
So actively things we're looking into. You know, there was definitely interesting opportunities as it relates to hardware, software businesses and what those partnerships look like. You know, there's obvious need in the diabetic community to provide resources to those patients or those people who need help making healthier choices with their food. So we are actively exploring those conversations. We are actively launching a few things again in the next couple of quarters that you'll be seeing. But you know, the thing that excites me most is all these companies are doing absolutely amazing things. And the more companies that pop up that are prioritizing healthy food, the better we'll all be. Again, it's all about putting healthy food and understanding your health at the forefront, I think, of a consumer's needs. So whether it's direct partnerships or at least, you know, all being in the adjacent space, I think it's important that we're all building at the same time.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges in terms of scaling adoption or education around the topic?
Historically, as a community, we have been so fixated on weight loss. It's a vanity metric that makes sense, a vanity metric that has been across every billboard for the last, you know, 20, 30 years. But the hope and the optimism we have, and we're starting to see it across other industries, is that we're changing. Our marketing messaging as a nation is changing. We're seeing more inclusivity around different body sizes, different types of people. But with that being said, we still have a lot of work to do. Making nutrition more important instead of just weight loss, there's some education that's needed there. And we are absolutely one, you know, the first, I think, to take it full on and really be driving forward with prioritizing food instead of just weight loss. But it's a change that needs to happen, and change doesn't always happen overnight. So we have a lot of work ahead of us to really educate the nation, if you will, on the power of healthy eating instead of just, you know, staying fixated on the fast fixes, if you will.
Right. It's good that there are other players who are also helping with changing the messaging, and it's a joint effort, and we're making progress slowly but surely, it sounds like.
Yeah, agreed. We will get there.
We will get there eventually.
And we are. You know, we're seeing it already. I think we're riding a lot of the waves right now that exist, but there's just, you know, always more work to be done.
Yeah, definitely. What are you looking forward to most this year in your next stage of growth as a CEO and a leader and a founder of the company?
The thing that comes to mind most is team growth. We are doubling our team and bringing on some really exciting new team members. And it's just amazing. You know, one of the best things about building a business is getting to work alongside other people, getting to share in a mission that you all believe in and really grow something together. And that is just the thing that just excites me and gets me up in the morning. And then, of course, having the right team allows us to build faster, build stronger, service more people, you know, make change both for consumers and for nutritionists. So really looking forward, I think, to the team growth this year and the product development over the next couple of quarters. And of course, what that allows us to do on the scale side as well.
Exciting times.
Yes, very.
Any parting words of advice for other entrepreneurs or founders who are looking to make a difference on people's health and wellness?
My advice for all founders or anyone getting started is just don't quit. You know, I think sometimes the businesses that don't make it are because the teams end up quitting. and your business will take a lot of different turns, and it may not end up exactly as you may have thought it would. But if you keep at it, you'll figure it out and you'll get to a place of success, I truly believe. So my advice is just always don't quit. Keep trying, keep pushing, keep answering different questions, keep testing different things. You'll figure out something. And I just always, you know, my methodology and my belief is just don't quit.
What has kept you going in the times that have been really hard?
Yeah, and there have been a lot of hard times. Don't get me wrong. You know, quite honestly, I believe so much in what we're building at the core of what we're doing. It just has to exist in the world. And it makes so much sense to me. And we need so much help as a nation to learn what to eat, to figure out how to eat, to get the support, to get those questions answered. And, you know, even on my hardest days, I'm so proud of what we're building. I'm so excited about what we're building. I feel like we've barely scratched the surface of our potential. So I think that really keeps me going. I just see this bigger world, and I know Wellery is going to be such a part of it and such a part of making change. And I'm just so excited about the path we're on. So that really keeps me encouraged and hopeful and excited about not just what's happening this quarter and next quarter, but where we're going to be in a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 or 4 or 5 years from now. You know, that potential really excites me.
I'm really excited to also follow your journey. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Emily, for taking time to be on the podcast today. I hope this was an interesting conversation, and I'm really excited to share it with our listeners. I will also go and calculate my water intake that I should be doing right after this. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, if anyone's listening, definitely check us out. Again, we're available on the App Store or Google Play. And you can find out more about us on Wellery.com.